Ever wonder why some stories stay with you for years, while others evaporate from memory before the credits roll? The difference isn't budget, special effects, or even talent. It's structure. But not the kind of structure you learned in school. Forget the rigid three-act formula that's been drilled into every screenwriting class since the dawn of Hollywood. That mechanical approach is precisely what's killing your stories before they have a chance to breathe. Great stories don't unfold in neat segments like a PowerPoint presentation. They grow organically, like living organisms. Think of a compelling narrative as a human body. Theme serves as the brain, character pumps life like a heart, plot forms the skeleton, and the story world creates the skin connecting everything to external reality. Each component exists in relation to the others. When Harry Potter confronts Voldemort, or Michael Corleone transforms from reluctant outsider to ruthless Don, these moments emerge naturally from DNA established from page one. Every compelling story follows a character's transformation through seven developmental steps that form narrative's backbone. This psychological and moral evolution makes stories resonate across cultures and generations. Your protagonist begins with profound flaws, actively damaging their life. In The Verdict, Frank Galvin's alcoholism has destroyed his career and self-respect. His psychological need, regaining dignity, differs from his moral need, stopping his exploitation of others. This distinction creates multidimensional characters audiences can simultaneously root for and judge. Desire provides the visible goal driving action forward. Unlike need, which simmers beneath surface, desire creates momentum audiences contract. Miller's mission to find Private Ryan serves as concrete desire, while his deeper need involves overcoming fear and fulfilling duty. The opponent isn't someone who looks evil, but the character competing for the same goal. In The Godfather, Michael's opponent, Barzini, competes for control of New York crime. Their opposition is essential, not incidental. As the story progresses, the hero develops a plan, battles obstacles, experiences self-revelation, and reaches new equilibrium. This revelation represents the emotional core, the moment when facades strip away and truth emerges. Josh realizes he must return to childhood in Big, Rick sheds cynicism to become a freedom fighter in Casablanca. This framework's power lies in its flexibility. Tragedy ends with insight arriving too late. Comedy emphasizes temporary complications before harmony. The fundamental pattern reflects how humans actually grow through challenge, struggle, insight, and transformation. Most writers treat characters as separate individuals, creating weak protagonists and flat supporting players. Great storytelling views characters as an interconnected web where each defines the others through contrast. This web operates on four levels. Functionally, each serves specific purposes. The hero drives action, the opponent blocks achievement, the ally helps, the fake ally secretly undermines. Archetypally, characters connect to universal patterns. The king leads with wisdom, but may become tyrannical. The warrior enforces right, but might turn destructive. The trickster uses verbal skill, but can become self-serving. Thematically, characters represent different approaches to the same moral problem. In Tootsie, each embodies different attitudes toward how men treat women. Ron lies and cheats, John exploits his position, Sandy apologizes for abuse, while Michael helps women stand up, yet behaves poorly as himself. Opposition creates dynamic tension. Four-corner opposition places the hero, main opponent, and at least two secondary opponents in conflict, maximizing dramatic potential. When creating your protagonist, begin with their final self-revelation, then work backward to determine starting weaknesses. Your hero is only as compelling as their opponent. Like tennis players, a great opponent forces your hero to perform at their highest level. Theme is your moral vision. Communicate it through what characters do, not what they say. Your moral argument emerges through action, not speeches. The hero's moral journey frames the story, from moral need at the beginning to self-revelation and decision at the end. Typically, the hero worsens before improving, ultimately choosing between competing values. Rick chooses fighting Nazis over love. Sam Spade chooses justice over love. To deepen thematic opposition, each major character should address the same moral problem differently. In L.A. Confidential, three detectives embody different approaches to justice. Bud takes law into his own hands, Jack arrests people for money, Ed plays political games. Different story forms handle moral arguments distinctly. In good versus bad stories like Star Wars, the hero remains essentially good while the opponent stays bad. In tragedy, the hero has a fatal flaw and gains self-revelation too late. At the most advanced level, writers create unique moral visions through intricate webs of character, plot, story world, and symbol. Star Wars combines Western heroism with Eastern philosophy in The Force, while The Godfather presents morality based on modern business and warfare. Your story world isn't backdrop. It's a detailed manifestation of your characters and themes. In stories, characters come first, and writers design worlds to physically express who they are. Begin with the designing principle, the nucleus from which everything takes shape. From this concept, create a single arena marking physical boundaries. Many writers mistakenly use multiple locations, fragmenting drama. Instead, create a large umbrella setting and cross-cut within it. Send the hero on a journey through the same area, or make the hero a fish out of water moving between two connected arenas. Within this arena, establish visual oppositions physically manifesting values characters fight about. In Sunset Boulevard, cramped apartment versus rundown mansion represents conflict between struggling writer and aging star. In The Great Gatsby, Midwest plains contrast with East Coast mansions, expressing character differences. Most importantly, your story world should mirror the hero's transformation. In Field of Dreams, Ray builds a baseball diamond, allowing him to pursue passion and reconcile with his deceased father, a utopian world physically manifesting his psychological journey. Plot's power lies in how information is withheld and revealed, the masterful management of suspense and mystery. Organic plotting starts with the self-revelation at the end, then works backward to determine the hero's need and desire. As the story progresses, the hero receives revelations, surprising information, forcing decisions, and adjusting their motive. Each must be explosive and progressively stronger, building intensity like gears in an accelerating car. The opponent's plan is crucial yet often overlooked. Plot emerges from revelations, which come from hiding the opponent's attacks until they're sprung on the hero. The more intricate and well-hidden the plan, the better the plot. In Tootsie, escalating attacks from different opponents create a cyclone effect, giving the farce emotional impact. Near the story's end, conflict intensifies until pressure becomes unbearable. The battle brings together all characters in action lines in the smallest possible space. The final scene represents the point of an upside-down triangle, an ultimate funnel where the key word or line comes last for maximum impact, resonating long after the story ends. A truly great story continues affecting its audience long after the first telling, inviting them to return and experience it again in an endless cycle. While plot reveals create powerful but limited twice-told tales, truly infinite stories weave complex tapestries using all story elements. Characters with unfulfilled desires, surprising changes in opponents, rich background details, textured moral arguments, unreliable narrators, and ambiguous choices that force audiences to continuously reevaluate the narrative. The central challenge in storytelling is resolving the contradiction between universal appeal and total originality. The solution lies in understanding the dramatic code, the patterns of human growth and change, in all its complexity. But mastering technique isn't enough. You yourself are the never-ending story. To tell great stories, you must face your own seven steps with each new narrative. If you can learn the craft and transform your life into a compelling narrative, you'll be amazed at the tales you'll tell. Your voice matters. Your vision matters. Now you have the tools to make them unforgettable.